Try it once, not bad.
We just need Thai food here.
We just need Thai food here.
Nah. Man, we need to go to that Mount Pleasant place again.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not quite. It's not as good.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the selection either.
So, because I've had them, didn't like them. It's better somewhere else.
Mount Pleasant, dude.
Mount Pleasant. They got to actually like it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Even Tony liked it.
Yeah.
That's legit? The tie that he had up there.
Yeah. Legit, you liked it, or you were like, yeah, this is okay.
You think I would eat it if I didn't like it?
Yeah, it's Tony.
It's Tony.
It's Tony, man. He ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Especially about food.
Yeah. No, no.
The man who...
He's not a liar.
He goes into places and gets a chicken sandwich plain. Like, he specifies everything exactly how he wants it. You think a man like that's going to tell you, yeah, it's okay?
Yeah,
and
you
not
think,
like it?
Yeah. You think I'm going to eat it if I don't? No, I'm going to be like,
all right.
Okay.
We should all go. We haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, so I've been yelled, haven't I?
The only thing that sucks is their hours kind of weird.
And
weird
also
hours.
Their prices went up.
Do they got COVID hours?
Well, they have like a lunch.
It's 11 to 2 and then 4 to like 8.
That's stupid.
Yeah, a splitter. I think they only have one cook. So I get it, but it still sucks.
Man, that
I mean,
cook
I open
the
11 to 6.
So good.
I mean, why close for the 2 hours?
They need a lunch break too, Tony.
Okay, well, yes.
I'd be just snacking all day. That's what I'd be doing.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 173 of Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm going last this week.
I'm Ashlyn, and I'm Tony. I sounded pretty good, guys.
That was good.
If you are joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you. We also want to thank you all for listening to us. Make sure you check out our Facebook, our Instagram, our X, our YouTube. It's all BTAA. BM2. That's BTAA, BM squared.
And why?
Because B movies are the best movies.
Best, I forgot to say it last week.
I missed it.
On a B movie?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that was intro. One of the best movies.
We got sidetracked there in the little music part. We're actually talking about something. I
don't
remember
believe
what.
You.
But
I don't think we ever talk.
No, we don't. So a little. We have an idea all lined up, but we realize it's going to take I think it's going to take a lot more logistic wise. So we're going to do a little trial and error.
This is a 0.5 episode.
This is a 0.5 live jokes.
We realize that Brett and Tony are not prepared for anything.
Yeah. They don't like to do homework beforehand.
Uh-huh. Nope.
Although, guys, how much homework is it going to be though? Like, because I don't do notes this year, remember?
I know, but
so I don't need notes.
So the only way we think that it's going to work is if we do two lies or two truths, one lie.
Okay.
Which you're going to have all of that ahead of time. Oh, unless man. You're really good at making up even truths or coming up with random truths on the spot too, which I don't see you as that kind of guy.
I don't see him as that kind of guy. Right.
Especially truths that we don't already know.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I talk to you.
I like feet. That's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I actually though, or do I just joke about it?
No. No. It's legit.
Is that a lie joke?
I've seen your porn history.
You borrowed my computer for like a year.
He right, knows.
I'll give you that. All right. You've seen some shit.
I actually didn't see anything.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I didn't see
you
a search history
up,
or anything.
No, you had to, he footmarked it.
Oh.
So in order to prepare for Lie Jokes 1.0, we are playing a game that Tony found called Sounds Fishy. I'll explain the game. There is an extra step. We're going to skip that. So basically,
I love skipping steps.
Yeah, we're going to strip this down to its bare necessities.
I'm making my own rules to games.
So, me too.
Sometimes the rules are stupid.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. Yeah,
they are.
Good
they
just, premise, but yeah we'll suck.
I'll take it from here.
We'll figure
game.
It out. All right. Good. So here's the deck. I'm going to pass the deck around. You take the top card.
Okay.
You stick it into the magical thing so no one can see. Or you can just hold it. I don't care. So there's a question on the front. It says, in 2009, an accountant in New Zealand got fired for doing what? You flip it over. The answer is on the back. The answer is writing emails in all caps. That's fucked up. You can fire somebody for that?
Sounds aggressive to me.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, maybe they were angry. I mean, yeah. That sounds like an angry person.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
You can either tell us the right answer, or you can make up your own answer, which would be your lie joke, and then we have to guess whether you're telling the truth or lying.
Okay.
That's the premise of the game.
I like it.
So that's your lie joke, is you have a framework to work from.
When it's our turn, we can choose whether to tell the truth or to lie.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then we basically, and whoever is listening to the, and we just basically say you're lying or okay. you're truth.
So we're going to see who's a good liar and who's not.
Yeah. So that's the premise. Brett, you kick it off.
Sure.
Remember, the answer is on the back. So okay. keep the back hit. It does show the question on the back too, I think.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does show everything yep. on the back. So.
All right. A 66-year-old lost weight by eating what every day?
What's the answer?
Do you want the answer now?
No, I thought we have to. I thought we all have answers, and then
no.
You can throw out an answer if you want to, but he's going to tell us
because I think it's eating Big Macs.
Oh, what does the card say, or what do you want the card, or what's the answer?
What's I guess the that's answer?
The best way to phrase that.
What's it say on here?
Either that, or yeah, or whether you're going to lie to us.
Christmas dinner.
I forgot what the question was.
So what are we doing?
So basically Brett is deciding whether it's going to be a truth or a lie joke. And then we have to, thank you. And then we have to guess whether he's telling the truth or lying.
I think you're lying. I think it's Big Macs.
What was the question again?
A 66-year-old lost weight by eating what every day?
She did not cook Christmas dinner every day.
This bitch cooked Christmas dinner every day.
No, that's way too much work.
But at the same time, that's a weird thing for Brett to pop into his head.
I mean, actually, if you're preparing that much food every day, you're walking around.
I bet it was like mashed potatoes.
I'm guessing Big Mac.
I'm going to say you're lying.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, you're lying.
No fucking way.
Fuck you, Brett.
Really?
I was telling the truth.
Oh my God. Fuck right. you.
I think you guys expected me to lie.
Yeah, because that was such a random thing. Why would you cook Christmas dinner? It's not Christmas dinner if it's not Christmas.
Well, and then you took it away. You were like Big Macs, and then you were like set.
Because so that makes more sense.
I thought about doing the Big Macs and see if anybody else could agree to it.
Because you know my randomness.
That would have been a good one if you could even trick Tony into believing his own lie joke.
Yeah.
That would have been epic. You should have gone.
No, you should have got it. Like,
I went the safe route. I told the truth.
After being in zero gravity, what did astronaut Scott Kelly discover had changed about himself? Is anybody going to make a guess, Tony?
His nose got swallowed.
I was going to say something about his balls, like, not descending. Like, they went up into his body a little bit more. Like, they hung higher.
Okay.
I don't know. Gravity, man.
What's that called?
D-ball?
I don't know if that has a name.
What's it called when balls drop?
Puberty.
Anyway, any other guesses?
No.
He was shorter.
That seemed so basic.
You're fucking
although
basic.
I could see
it. I'm not saying I'm talking about the cold. It's so personal.
I actually think it'd be the opposite. I think you're lying. I think without gravity, he would be taller because gravity is not pulling him down.
If you only were a little bit taller.
She's lying.
Lie.
I'm telling you the truth.
Which one is it? Ooh, you guys suck. He was taller. Sorry, Tones. You lost.
Hi, man.
Oh, wait. Did you pick? What did you pick?
He said truth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so me and you.
Are you keeping score?
I'm going to start keeping score. I'm going to flip over.
Oh, God, I can't breathe and I shouldn't be singing.
I don't know whether to believe you.
My pants are tight.
You need to start eating Christmas dinner every day.
Fucking apparently.
Okay, guys. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
What did the Russian defense minister do with the remains of some 3,000-year-old royals?
Oof.
Smoked them.
I was thinking smoked them too.
Right.
What do you got?
made a vase.
Ooh, that's so serious. That could be so real, though. That's an issue. Because that could be so real.
Damn it. I can't. That's a tough one. That's a perfectly played. If that's a lie, that's a good lie.
All right. One more time.
What did the Russian defense minister do with the remains of some 3,000-year-old royals?
Made a vase. Oh, I'm going to say it's a lie.
Truth.
I think I'm also going truth because that's like, that could happen. Although he could be lying about what was made. It could be a cup and he was like a vase.
Yeah, it's just a slight variant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like mine. He was shorter. No, yep. He was taller. Oof.
I like telling the truth.
I'm going to say truth as well. I'm going to stick to my story.
Well, okay. He tried to clone them, you fucks.
He tried to clone them?
Shut the fuck up.
Dang it. So Abe wins. Whoa.
I stuck out a good face.
Tony's getting ready for trophy. All right. Uh-huh. For trophy episode.
All right.
I sold that straight face.
Mm-hmm. You did. You did well. In Armenia, they have a saying, stop ironing my what?
Oh, I have a question. Do we get points if we guess it correct?
See, I was wondering the same thing too.
Yeah, you get double points.
So if you successfully fail everybody, if everybody's wrong,
you get a half a point.
No, if you successfully trick everybody, you should get like 2 points.
Oh, 2 points. I did already.
Yeah. And then if you guess correctly, then you get one. So you should have 3 points then.
Cool.
I'm going to say biscuits.
Biscuits.
Can you read that? What was it?
Yeah. In Armenia, they have a saying, stop ironing my what?
Biscuits. Handbag. Shawl.
I'm going to say dog.
Dog? Okay. Clothes.
Clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Lie.
I think that's a lie. That's too obvious. That's so basic.
That's basic. But are they trying to fool us?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Basic one.
I mean, Ashton fooled us with that basic.
I'm going to say truth.
Lie.
So lie, truth?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lie. And that's the best I could come up with at the moment.
What was it?
Head. Stop ironing my head.
Oh.
Tisk, tisk. I'm losing.
So
I'm better at lying than guessing lies.
I know.
I got a point on that, right?
Yeah, you did.
Hell yeah. My turn?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Saw it. Just kidding.
So he's forming a lie right now.
Yep.
Yep. It doesn't take you that long to read, buddy.
Nope. But, yep. Coming up with a lie.
No.
This is such good content.
You got to read?
You got to read it?
All right. In the USA, Washington police officers get a half-hour class in how to what?
Shoot guns.
Now what?
In the USA, Washington police officers get a half-hour class in how to do what?
Put on their armor. Sorry, their stuff.
In Washington or Washington, D.C.?
In the USA, Washington police officers.
On how to talk to the president. On how to talk to the president.
And then you said shoot guns?
That was my joke answer.
Okay, I was going to say, a half hour?
Yeah, so
it's like Chicago police.
Yeah. Now I'm going to say something stupid, like something to do with rain. Like hydroplaning or like car accidents involving. It's going to be something stupid.
So what's
the answer?
Sit down.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Call him a bluff. What a weird game.
Sit down.
I mean, what if they stand up? What if that's a lie?
What? I there has to be more to this that it's a lie.
Okay.
It's a fucking lie.
I don't think Bled that good. I'm going to say it's a truth.
Okay.
God, I almost want to say it's a truth too, because all the gear that they have with their holsters. But I also know that Brett is probably fucking with us.
Sitting down with a gun in your belt? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. They got the nightstand.
Nightstick.
Or nightstick, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say. I think it's stand up.
This is the worst. I'm going to say fucking truth again.
Ooh.
So now we
What'd you pick?
Truth. But I think it's stand up.
So you think it's a lie?
I think I'm going to go truth, but I'm okay, fine. I'm going to say lie because I think it's stand up. Do I get a point for that?
That's Abe because he gives points.
Sure. If by some random coincidence you pick the right answer,
okay,
I'll throw you a point.
What'd you say, truth or lie?
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's the truth.
Yes!
What?
I told you without their gear.
You guys fucking talked me out of it. Fuck you, Abe.
I didn't talk you out of it. No, I think she talked you out of it.
Also, I should get another point because I even mentioned their gear.
So do you lose a point because?
No. In the beginning because, I said put on gear.
Yeah, you did. Put on their armor.
Even though it's still, fuck it. Yeah, I win. Sorry.
Okay, Ashlyn, go.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, hurry up.
First of all, Mr. 50-minute reader.
It was a long one, guys.
In Arizona, what is it illegal to put in your bathtub after 7 p.m.?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard this
one. A baby.
No baby baths.
It is illegal to put this in your... What's the answer?
No guesses?
I'm guessing baby.
I don't want an influencer.
I'm going baby.
Oh, yeah, you did say baby. Nothing? A horse.
Damn it. How big of a horse can fit into a bathtub?
But then again, I feel like that's one of those random old laws that got stuck around that they forgot about. God. They forgot to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know, back in Arizona?
In Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Because a horse would make sense because of the old Western time.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah, Abe.
True.
Which one am I doing?
It's a truth.
Is it a lie or is it a truth?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Breath.
False.
Bartholomew. True, true, false?
Yeah. True, true, false.
It's a donkey.
Wait, what?
It's a donkey.
A fucking horse. Have you guys ever seen how big a horse is? Yeah, donkey. I believe that shit.
First of all, a horse can fit in a bathtub.
Yeah, dude.
Not as long as it's not like a clawfoot, it could fit in a bathtub.
What?
You can fit a horse.
Have you ever seen a horse?
Yeah.
Have you seen a bathtub?
I've ridden a horse.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You don't look like a horse rider.
Damn it. So Brett was the only one who got that one?
Because I'm fat?
No.
Jesus.
You just don't seem like an equestrian type dude.
Okay, let's see this.
I swim.
Brett's killing
you
it, by the way, guys.
You don't even swim.
We got to catch up.
I guess in the pool, but not in the river. With all those sharks.
Guess what? I lied once.
Okay, guys. What did the ancient Greeks use for toilet paper? What did the ancient Greeks use for toilet paper?
Goat skin.
I'm gonna say leaves, or because they made condoms.
Yeah.
So they know how to do entrail shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So something along that line. You know what? They had fucking cotton. They probably used cotton.
What? Take a guess.
This is kind of topical. Snake skin.
That would be so crunchy against the booty hole, dude. You guys ever touch snake skin?
Yeah.
It's pretty crunchy. Also, they're scaly as fuck. So that butthole, unless you're going the right way, is tore up.
And I don't picture a lot of snakes in ancient Greece. Ancient Greece. I'm gonna say it's a lie.
I'm also gonna say it's a lie.
Truth.
Unless it's on the inside.
I mean, snake skin, it's not like...
Turn it inside out.
Yeah. But then you'd like fillet a snake to take a shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for...
Yeah, I'm pooping. Saying it's a lie.
No, but you would reuse the same one.
No, thanks.
I mean, if you looked at Whittle to the Last Ark, that's like an area, right? They were like last snake pits.
They had a lot of cotton, too.
But that was in Africa.
Wait. Now I feel like you're just trying to talk them into going the other way.
Yeah.
It's a lie. So false.
Really? Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Who fucking knows? In the long run, it doesn't matter.
I know. So what do you think it is?
False.
Well, what? You have an answer?
I think it's freaking cotton. Or like gauze or something.
It's got some of goats.
Like goat skin?
Yeah.
Instead same thing they make condoms skin.
Out of.
Goat jerky?
Yeah.
Goat horns?
Not goat jerky. Not goat horns. They're not trying to shove shit back
jerky?
In.
Jerky? They eat that.
No, I'm just saying shit. I still say cotton.
Yeah, we're all wrong. It's stones.
Stones?
Hey, so what's false?
Damn. Yeah, yeah.
Stones? Stones. I guess, you know, those ones that you this.
Yeah, but what do you do for the real juicy ones? I know. You know?
You wet it and it'd be smoother, I guess.
Huh.
I don't know.
And what's up with the three seashells?
I was going to say the three seashells, but
it would have been too obvious.
It was, yeah.
Man, I thought about putting Demolition Man down.
I'm not sure which way to go with this one.
Okay.
What was the movie Back to the Future originally going to be called? I got the wrong group for this.
I think I've heard this. What's the answer?
Okay, no, actually, I know this. I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Tony knows this.
Tony knows it.
What are you doing with your thing?
What? I wanted to see how powerful my mic is without it. It's pretty powerful.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds fucking good.
I like it.
I'm almost like, man, why do I even use this?
Do we need this? It's just like a wind protector.
If you breathe a lot.
It helps editing.
Well, I am breathing a lot because I have
fat guys. Probably should.
Yeah, it helps with editing.
What? Can I hear what your lie is going to be? If it's going
to
be a lie?
I got to wait for Tony.
Okay.
He wants to.
Do you want to take a shot at it?
Take his shot. Shoot his shot.
Oh, God. I can't think.
You guys think it's real that you yawn when you can't breathe right?
I heard it had something to do with your brain overheating.
I'm pretty fucking sure it's when I'm tired.
Put the thing back on so Tony doesn't have an aneurysm. Because he's
Tony's
distracted.
Fucking
he's
fine.
Distracted.
Tony can't that. Think of the answer.
He can't.
Think.
Because you got that little cotton thing off.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Did it.
Spaceman from Jupiter.
That's it. That's a two answer.
False.
Did they even mention Jupiter in the movie? Also, I love Jupiter. It's one of my favorite planets. Behind Pluto.
I think it's like...
And then behind Venus.
I think it's like Spaceman from Outer Space or something. I don't know.
Spaceman from Outer Space.
I don't know. Like
Dr. Spachevin?
No, because that's the name of the comic that's in the movie.
I don't know.
I have no guess. And I think it's... What was it?
Spaceman from Jupiter.
Tony's going true. I'm going false.
I'm also going false. I didn't never heard no Jupiter.
I think Abe's trying to pull a fast one.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Spaceman from Pluto.
Hey!
Hey!
Pluto's one of my favorites.
I took a shot. Did you guys know that they actually found evidence that they might bring Pluto back? As
what
one of the planets.
Fuck?
Yeah, first of all, it should have never been gone.
Stop toying with my heart.
For yeah, real. Apparently there's a thing.
I love Pluto. Tony, did I get you?
The next psych movie? Yeah.
Or can you see it?
The next...
What? Did I get you with my lie?
What lie?
Oh, no, he knew.
I've been stealing it the entire time.
And no, that was a lie. It's not Space Man, or it's not Pluto.
But it's so pretty.
Pluto's not going to be a new planet again.
I hate covering it. He's so
pretty. It's not?
No, I made that
up. Dang it.
Thank you.
I had to get redemption of some sort.
I was excited for the next Psych movie they'd reference it.
That's messed up.
Did you say Pluto, it's not real?
Huh?
Pluto, if you lied about it, you're
they're not going to bring Pluto back
on
as a
fucking
planet.
Chair, bro. I love Pluto.
But we're playing lie jokes. I'm preparing.
Hate ya.
I'm preparing for the next episode.
No, I don't. It's so rude.
The next episode.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
You know, if you turn it around, you can see the question and the answer.
That's the way I have it.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just practicing reading real quick before I have to do it in front of the class.
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm going to guess the answer is blue. Font.
That's a good one.
Blue font. All right.
Blue font.
What year was daylight savings first recognized?
60s.
I think Benjamin Franklin invented this. So I'm going to.
Do you even know when Benjamin Franklin was alive?
Yeah. I'm going to go 1774.
I'm going to say it's after the Depression. So I'm going to go with like the. Fuck, that's the hard thing this, though. Years, like the choices are endless for a lie.
Natural Treasure 2 gave us the answer.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It's one of the clues. It may have been one, but yeah, he's like the guy, the dumb guy, like, oh, you guys didn't know that?
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, yeah, Benjamin Franklin invented it and so-and-so.
So what'd you say?
1774.
Now I feel like you're lie joking just like I lie joked earlier, just to throw one in there.
No, I think 2 years before.
I'm going to say 1775 then. What is
that? Oh, you fucking.
Did you just go one over again? This should be like a point five.
Yeah, he poisoned away me. Fuck you, Ed.
Well, what's the card say?
Did nothing from you?
I said the 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, like 1960s?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't think it was that old.
1812.
Oh, man, that's so close.
Yeah, but that's like Lincoln times. I think Franklin was gone during Lincoln, right?
Yeah, but he, yeah.
Yeah, Franklin would have been
so
dead.
So if Franklin did.
Maybe not dead.
If that is legit, Tony, I'm basing my answer off of this. This one key fact.
This memory of National Treasure.
National Treasure 2, the sequel.
I'm gonna say
it lie
for you.
I've only seen it once.
I
say lie. Yeah, I'm gonna
say lie. What year did Benjamin Franklin die?
I have no clue. I'm pretty sure he was gone like shortly after the
Revolution War. No, Abe Lincoln was the 1840s.
Yeah, but he was born in like 1809-ish?
Yeah, no. But like, 1775 is when...
Did you just guess 1809 for when he died?
No, when he was born. Oh.
No, but like, because 1775, you know, when the American Revolution happened, that's like only 30 years. And
yeah, but back then, you might as well be 90.
Have you? Yeah, $100 bill. He looks old.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
I'm going to go lie.
We got three lies.
Guys, that's not even what the card says.
Oh my gosh. You went for an ultimate lie joke?
I was trying to lie joke you guys.
He went for a complete lie joke.
But y'all debated it for like 3 minutes.
What is the collective noun for a group of jellyfish?
So, I take that as a win.
You can't fucking do that.
First of all, I didn't debate shit. I was waiting for them to be done. So
you can't fucking change the question.
You can, but don't expect any points for it. That was entertaining.
No.
That was entertaining. I had fun.
Plus, y'all called me on it anyways.
So we all get points for that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was worth the risk.
It was. I liked that. That was fun. Oh, it's a smack, by the way. A group of jellyfish is a smack.
I love that.
Yeah, it is pretty
cute. That's so cute because they look like they have fingers.
Tony, are you Googling when daylight saves? Because you have to know.
Yeah.
I also have to know. So please, if it's 1960, can I have a point?
Sure.
Whoever's closest, they
should get a point. I priced this right at Tony.
I know you did.
Fuck you, Abe.
So now I want to see.
Tony's got to be pretty exact.
Good wordage, by the way.
Yeah.
The way you worded that question sounded like a legit question.
Good.
When was it first observed? Because you actually, that's not how you would say that yourself, I don't think. You would have said, like, when was the first time they did it?
Or something. What's like first that. Time
they when did they it? Did it?
When was the first time they had the SIA save time?
Well, I had it in my head to do this for a while.
This is some bull fucking shit.
What?
Okay, I think I got confused.
Yeah.
And then maybe he like, oh, daylight saving time was not invented back then when Benjamin Franklin was 1918.
So you completely got it backwards.
I got it backwards. And so it's 1918.
Oh, Ashton was the closest.
I was pretty close.
Yeah. I was going to say after the depression. Away. Yeah, no one gets a point
Nobody.
For that.
Nobody. It was closer to 6 years, right. Yeah. My bad. I missed
what? Right.
I saw the movie I saw once. You probably, I'm still waiting for part 3.
If someone is playing with a Quaker Wodger, what are they playing with?
Can we say this on air? A Quaker? I want to hear your answer. I'm not going to give you anything.
I know. I want to hear the lie first to see if they're going to lie. And then we should be able to guess.
Quaker Wodger.
Can you use that in a sentence?
He's playing with his Quaker.
Damn, rush. I love my Quaker Wodger set.
Okay. Set.
I like my Quaker Wodger.
Okay.
Did she just give something
away? I think
away?
She did. Okay, so what is it?
Croquet.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a plausible answer. Damn.
Or is that
am
just,
I lying?
Is that
or
just
am
the
I
way
truth?
She originally thought that word was?
Like, at first she was like, what is it?
You know what I mean?
Croquet. Like, hey,
Crocker
Roger.
She croquet.
Oh, I mean Crocker Roger.
It's a Crocker Roger.
That's truth.
It's Quaker Roger, truth. By the way.
Okay, I'm going to say lie and say pocket watch.
I'm going to go truth.
It's truth.
Do you guys want to try to spell that, by the way?
Crocker Roger?
Quaker Roger.
I am going to pass on that.
Yeah. Do we get extra?
Yeah, I ain't even going to attempt that.
It's really fun. Q-U-O-C-K-E-R, Quaker, W-O-D-G-E-R, Quaker Wodger.
Yeah. Lost interest halfway through.
Okay, what was the...
True.
He said pocket watch. What'd you say?
True.
True, true. Pocket watch? It's a puppet.
Oh, damn it. I was so close.
Dropping little, it's a set. No, it's not.
Right.
That was an accident. You didn't do that on purpose.
Did
you
really? I
swear. You played it off well. That was
but
good.
I was.
That was
props. Props.
Baby, you forget how much I lie.
Oh, no. I know all about it.
I lie to my family a lot, guys. Actually, me and you are like the lie jokers. Remember how pissed Brittany would get?
Oh, she would be pissed. We should go on and lie about
Brittany. Oh, my God.
And not tell her it's a lie joke episode.
It'd be a good
my God,
lie
yes.
joker to get here.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She would love us. In medieval England, what was something used instead of money?
What?
Now what?
In medieval England, what was sometimes used instead of money?
What's it say?
Eggs.
Mm. Eggs are pretty fucking valuable. I'm thinking. I think that's true.
Doesn't say what kind of eggs.
You unlocked it, Brett.
Do you guys want to know why I think it's true?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there was an episode on Little House on the Prairie, and I know it's not medieval times, but she took a basket of eggs to the shop to trade for items in the general store.
Yeah, you're just talking trading, though. That's
it can be used as money. She's getting goods for her eggs. That's the same shit.
You realize that list would be endless.
Mm-hmm. What?
That list of what you could use instead of money would be endless if you got by any time. Like, it could be donkeys. It could be
Yeah, they who the fuck's going to give away a donkey?
They barter with all sorts of shit.
I mean, Arizona.
X is pretty plausible.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
To me.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
Also, eggs are super easy to come by.
That's
chickens
exactly,
are cheap.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's too easy to come by.
So why would you use it for money?
Yeah. You want something a little bit more.
The person you try and give eggs to, probably has a cat, if it's that easy. Probably got some chickens of their own.
Yeah.
I'm going to go false.
You're not lying. Oof, fuck. Ah, God. I can't tell. I'm going to say true.
Oh, shit.
Eels.
Eels?
Eels.
Wait, let me see the card. I want to get a second.
Fuck
nice.
Off.
Eels? What the fuck?
Tony, if you would have said eels, you would have got us all. I would have been like, fuck no.
No.
100% I would have said, that's a fucking lie. Eels, not everybody can even get eels.
I'm not
that's
gonna
exactly
lie.
What I
would have
said.
I
would have
never pictured eels in
never.
Medieval times.
Who the fuck's slaying it around eels? Like, that's crazy to me.
No, I thought that was too obvious. I'm like, no.
Oh my God, you could have just super won.
Never alone. Next time.
That's bonkers.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like picking the top one. Because
I normally do, but...
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try a little bit differently this time. All right. In 2018, what did a seventy-year-old couple do to their neighbor to get a restraining order?
Ooh. Release bees in the house.
I want to know the answer. Oh.
You want to know the
answer?
Okay. Sprayed them with a hose.
No shit, I could also see that though. Karens be out here.
2018.
Oh yeah, what year?
2018.
What? You know what? I think you're lying. I think it's stealing the Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think you're truthing. I could see it. Oh, my nose is so tickly. Gonna die in here.
All right, one more time.
In 2018, what did a 70-year-old couple do to their neighbor to get a restraining order?
Oh, fuck yeah. They're spraying bitches with hoses. They're old as fuck. That's the old person go-to.
And then you said?
Sprayed them with the hose.
Whew. What'd everybody pick?
I said lie.
He said lie.
Stealing the Wi-Fi.
I said true.
She's saying true.
I think that I trust you guys too much. Yeah. That's a fucking problem.
I want to say true.
It sounds pretty legit.
Ugh. So I'm going to go false.
But so did fucking eggs.
Yep. I know.
And it was true.
Yay!
Bob.
Look, my truthing ain't always wrong.
Okay, so song of Brett, one more time around.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn it. I got to fool you all in order for me to catch up with Brett.
Cool. So we'll get in with Abe.
Abe Ender. I got a sneeze.
Sneeze.
This toilet paper isn't helping. All the little bibblies are trying to tickle.
A man from Australia tried to sue his boss for £900,000 for doing what?
Oh, man. What the ample?
Farting next to him.
First of all, yes. I think that might... Oof.
You know what? I'm going to go false. I'm going to guess... You know what I'm going to guess?
What are you going to guess?
Trying to cook his kangaroo.
Have you lied yet?
Yeah, he lied about
the
entire
question.
That's right.
And I think that was to...
Yeah.
Because he's...
I'm with you.
He needed to get a lie out.
Yeah.
He needed to.
God, I want to say
so I'm
true.
I'm nervous about this one.
Oh, wait. But 900... Oh, he tried to sue for 900.
I
want to
say...
Boss.
Yeah, rephrase that. Repeat that question.
A man from Australia tried to sue his boss for £900,000 for doing what?
And the answer...
farting by him.
This one's hard.
I know. I kind of want to say true.
I also kind of want to say true because bodily shit is gross.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys saying true?
I can't tell. What?
It could be sneeze.
Bitch, if someone sneezes like... Oof. Although it says by him.
Okay. I'm going to go true.
So you're saying true.
Now, if the fart was like super heinous, like it was nasty, I could see it. Or if he farted on him. But I don't know about just farting next to him.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it. How big.
Shut up.
The fart is.
Shut up.
I'm going to say lie for the dumbest reason ever.
Okay.
You changed it from next to him to
he
by him.
He did change it too. Because I caught that as well.
So I'm wondering, I know it's the smallest thing ever, but I feel like if you're reading it,
yeah,
you're going to say the same thing twice.
Yeah, but okay, I'm going to go false.
False.
Jesus Christ. So did everybody pick false?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Are you serious?
For doing what farting next to is how you're supposed to say it.
Well, I did say farting next to him.
No, you said by him.
Farting by him.
Yes. Oh, and I.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Pass them cards, boy.
I don't like that. That's not so good.
What?
That's...
No, fuck.
I gotta give him pounds. That was good. You got it.
No,
you got
Abe.
It.
Abe. You got it. That fuck was good. That.
You earned it.
I got it.
Okay.
And don't I get a point? Because everybody?
Yeah, you got 2 points. I got to get rid of one of your points.
Oh, you fucked yourself.
I did one for each person.
What name was originally given to the Spice Girls?
What was it?
No guesses?
No guesses.
Toners?
I think I know it. Trying to think.
Stop staring at me, creep. You know your eyes are going to pop out like that.
Okay. I can't. What is it?
The eyelids are closed.
The Touch Girls.
No. Okay. Because I think it was that kind of like fabric.
Sorry.
I'm kind of thinking it was like Fabulous.
Touch.
Touch?
Yeah. Touch.
Just touch. Girls?
Just touch.
No girls.
No touch girls.
Not it's like Touche.
No, it's touch.
Okay. Touch.
I can read touche.
Okay, I didn't know.
Touch.
Okay, I'm going to go lie, because I think it's like had to do something with fabulous or like fab.
There's no fucking way. That has to be true.
The Sweet Girls?
There's no way.
Sugar and Spice?
Ashlyn would pull the word touch out of her head for the Spice Girls. There's just no logical way. That's so random. As much as she loves the Spice Girls, it has to be true. There's no fucking way that you made that weird jump to touch.
I kind of want to say...
Unless you kind of want to touch the Spice Girls.
I kind of want to say it's whatever. I think it's whatever. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's not touch. It's not touch. It's a lie.
Yeah, I listened to you with National Treasure, Tony.
Yeah, but
my
that,
face was so
yeah, but
close
that question wasn't even real.
I know, but still, I still listen to Tony.
But in my mind, I was right.
And
that's
right.
What I'm saying right now. In your mind, you think you're right, but
and that's a dangerous thing to do.
That's true.
That's false.
Brett.
One more time.
Okay. What name was originally given to the Spice Girls? Touch.
True.
True, true, false?
False. Yeah.
Touch.
Boom! Fucking weird.
Right?
Fuck my mind.
Oops.
I hate you.
Abe.
Oh, I've been putting my out at the bottom, so.
Oh. Here's.
Oh, wait. Here's another one, then.
What did the Mongols eat to cure a hangover? Pickled sheep's eyes.
When was that a thing?
I skipped over it. I didn't like it.
I liked that one. That's a good one.
I like pickled foods. Maybe not eyes.
Okay, guys. In World War II, what did the Royal Navy call a cat who survived being on three ships that sank?
Admiral Meowsers.
What?
In World War II, what did the Royal Navy call a cat who survived being on three ships that sank?
What's the answer?
Unsinkable Sam.
That's a pretty legit name, though, because we're the United States and Sam is a guy.
This was in a with movie. A hat.
It does sound kind of
funny. Was it Nashville Twedgel?
No. I can picture the lucky cat that's on a boat and they gave it a name. I don't know the name of the movie. I don't know the name. I know it wasn't Unsinkable Sam. Someone say you're lying, but I don't know why.
There was a woman who survived a whole bunch of ship downies.
Was she unsinkable? The unsinkable Molly Brown.
No, it wasn't Molly Brown, babe.
From Titanic.
Wait. Molly Brown only survived once. It's me on the bench.
You hear that squeak? That sounds like I'm going to have to be getting another bench soon. Oh. I think that's how you broke my last bench.
We got evidence.
I know. Look, you might be thinking it was because I was fat and I loosened that shit up, but you're sitting there. I'm loosening all those screws.
First of all, I don't think me being here for 2 hours, you know, once every 2 weeks is fucking with your bench.
Once every month.
That's true. That's true. I almost didn't make it today, guys.
Oh,
but my back hurts. I gotta squish it around. What?
I said I'm glad you did, though.
I don't think the viewers will be happy with my sniffles.
In World War II, what did the Royal Navy call a cat who survived being on three ships that sank?
And?
Unsinkable Sam.
Fuck.
I'm going to say true.
It's a lie.
Tony been lying a lot, so I'm going to say true.
I think I'm also going true.
All right.
Unsinkable Sam, bitches.
Also, I didn't think that he would come up with that name, like that good of a name, to be honest with you. He would have said Soggy Tortilla or something stupid.
Jesus.
It's true. Johnny,
what did you say?
You're a shock guy.
I said true.
He said true.
Or did I?
Oh, wait. Actually, they didn't have twin towel because that would never sink.
Ooh.
Unsinkable Sam, that's not a Tony name.
I will call Twin Towel Charlie.
Oh my God.
What did Roman Emperor Cassius ban for nearly 200 years?
Cassius. Roman Emperor Cassius. Can we say his name like that now?
Cassius. What did the Roman Emperor
Cassius
ban for nearly 200 years?
Cassius.
What's the answer?
The letter Z.
I don't know. You're either fooling me or you're fooling me.
Which one is
it? I'm thinking you're fooling me.
Oh.
So the second one?
First one. You're straight.
What was the guy's name?
Yeah, read the question again and the answer.
What did Roman Emperor Cassius ban for nearly 200 years? The letter Z.
Is there a Z in his name?
Cassius?
Those are S's, Tony. Otherwise, it'd be Cassius.
The backwards Z.
To check in. I didn't know. I'm trying to figure out a trick, okay? Guys, there's no stupid question in brainstorming.
I don't know. That one's pretty close. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's me.
All right. So maybe.
That could be serious.
It just looked at me. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's true. I could see them banning Z's, but I think you're just trying to fool me.
Okay, I think it's false. You know why? Because I don't think it's the letter C. I think it's the letter A.
Wait, did the Roman emperors have the alphabet?
The Romans They would have used Z's. I don't know for what denomination, but they would have used Z's for Latin. Years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like Roman numerals. Like how the Super Bowl is. Yeah. Like,
wait, what is a Z? 100?
I don't know, but they would use it in there. So yeah. I can see it being he banned something, but I don't think Z, because that would also have to be either. Like years and shit.
Yeah, just watch it be like letters.
He's fucking with us.
It's false.
I'm thinking false. But now that everybody's saying it, I don't want Abe to get all of the points.
I can't catch you. There's no one that can catch you at this table.
I'm going to say it's false then.
I'm going to say true.
Oh, you're switching?
Roman emperors are douchebags.
Oh, that's true, though.
He's like, I don't like the look of the Z. Yeah. So he's like,
never liked him.
Use two Vs instead. I can see that. Cassius sounds like a douche.
He does. I'm sticking with false, though. I think Abe's fucking with this.
Truthing.
I think it's something stupid.
So, like, false.
Like lie, true.
Like a K or something. I don't know. Or B. Who the fuck needs B?
I think A.
Especially in the Roman times.
In Roman times?
Did they even have B's?
Yeah, right? You never hear anybody with...
He just made up his own letters like, this is banned. Don't ever use this.
All Bartholomew's, you're executed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So final answers, everybody?
Yeah, I forget what I said. Did I say false?
Yeah, you said false.
Okay, I'm sticking with false. I think you're fucking with me.
Almost had you. Almost had you. It's a letter Z.
Yeah?
I almost had all of you, and then Ashton had to go here and fuck it all up.
Yo, Cassius is a douche. Can't trust no Cassius. Ashton gets the point. Definitely can't trust a Cassius.
Damn, you still got me, though.
Final points. In fourth place, we have Tony Miller with 3 points.
Oh, I beat you. And third is me.
In third place, it's actually me with 6 points.
Whoa!
Second place with Ashlyn with 7 points.
Hell yeah.
And Brett, number one with 12 points.
No.
I don't know how you got 12 fucking points.
How the fuck did you get 12 points?
I think his was more about reading people rather than lie joking. So we still have hope for next episode.
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't get a trophy?
No.
This isn't the episode.
This is the practice.
I thought that was only if...
No, this is...
This one sucked. That was a good episode.
No.
I won and everything.
This is a 0.5 episode.
Yeah, so this is the pressure.
I have to try to win again and get this fucking trophy.
And you actually have to prepare.
And you actually have to prepare
with 2 lies.
I need to do homework?
With 1
I
truth.
Won. Yep. And how many 2 lies and 1 truth are we going to do?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, how many are
how
we going to do?
How many rounds of this did we do?
We should probably prepare like 3 each.
3 each?
Yeah.
Just to be
safe. 3 each.
But this is also faster.
Yeah. Because you have to list off 3 things, and then we have to debate those 3 things, and then we have to decide which one of them
is a lie. We might not even get to all 3, but let's come prepared with 3.
2 truths, 1 lie, right?
2 truths and a lie.
2 truths, 1 lie.
Okay, so next time.
Or is it 2 trophies and a lie?
It's got to be 2 truths and a lie.
Because you picked a lie.
Yeah.
But then I've had people who picked the truth.
That's true, too. Which one is it?
Is it 2 truths and a lie or 2 lies and a truth?
I think it's 2 truths and a lie.
2 truths and a lie.
2 truths and a lie.
I'm trying to mask that lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're playing
just hey, 3 each.
Hey, spoiler.
Yeah.
You might want to do some research on 9/11 because I'm coming.
Oh, God. But it's supposed to be about yourself.
Is it about
I
yourself?
Thought we were doing about facts. Anything. I thought it could be about anything.
All right.
And I think Tony's doing a long con.
Yeah.
Truth and a lie to trick us into doing research on that. And he's going to throw in some Kubrick shit.
I like how she just gave up. She took the headphones off. Fuck you guys.
Ashton back.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.prescribedfilms.com. thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.